Well, good afternoon on kind of a sad week for the WWGH family and extended family, as obviously you know by now that we lost our old friend Charlie Evers. And today my show today is going to be kind of a tribute to him in the fact that he inspired me to write something. My show is called A Progressive Life, and he asked me, I don't know, several months ago, what is a progressive life? And we both kind of giggled about it, and I said, well, someday I'll write down, or I'll tell you what a progressive life is, and I'll have it all written down so you know exactly what I mean. And I didn't, of course. I just we passed along. Charlie and I were probably from what I understand, during his younger days, he and I would be compatriots at the same political well. But as he got older, his attitudes were adjusted. And I would say the last 2 years, last 3 years that I've known him, and that's, I've known him for, I don't know, I knew him for about 12 years, but I really only knew him when I started working at the station 2 or 3 years ago. I was fortunate enough later on to become kind of his semi-engineer. And I was pretty certain he and I were on the opposite side of the aisle after a while. Nothing wrong with it. He never criticized or lambasted me, and I absolutely never would have done that to Charlie politically. We were friends. And I would say we got to be pretty good friends. I would come in and, like I said, I would engineer his show probably for the last year. And because he didn't know how to work the stupid computers. Now, he was a tech guy from a long time ago. He just didn't want to take the time to learn how to do it. And it's pretty simple. I'm not saying I'm a brilliant person. I'm just saying that he just didn't want to have to worry about it. So I did it for him. The neat thing about it was that Charlie and I would sit out in the lobby while Scott was finishing up his show, probably about for 15, 20 minutes, and just shoot the bull. And we talked about everything, and we laughed. I mean, there were times I had to go close the door to the studio because I was afraid we were laughing so hard that it would go over the air. And that's just the way Charlie and I were. We were both old enough to be free spirits and able to say what we believed and not terribly concerned that the other person would criticize us or think ill of us for what we believed in. Well, anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I got a message, a Facebook message from one of my old students, and he was, he had become a teacher. He asked me, because he had heard about my show. Matter of fact, I think he had streamed my show one or two times. And he said, could you write down what you believe a progressive life is all about? And I said, sure, I'll do that. Well, this is a couple weeks ago. And I guess when you're retired, you tend to push things down, push them off, procrastinate. Hell, I used to procrastinate even when I wasn't retired. But I had kind of pushed it back. I was going to do it. I just wasn't sure when I was going to do it because it requires a lot of thinking, and that's tough for an old guy like me to do a lot of thinking. When Scott let me know on Sunday night or early Monday morning, I don't remember which, that Charlie had passed, I decided I'm going to do this for my former student because I think we need to pass things along. And I figured it was a good time to do it because Charlie and I had talked about my progressive life, sometimes with tongue in cheek. Sometimes he would look at me askance. But most of the time, we had good conversation out in the lobby. And we must have talked for hours, if you consider how long I did it for him. And you know, 15, 20 minutes a day, 2 days a week. I don't know, maybe several hours anyway. So anyway, I decided that today... Well, actually, in the last two days, I wrote this at night with my puppy dog. As many of you know, I have a puppy dog that helps me do my shows. Cheyenne and I sit up late at night to try not to wake Mom up. And anyway, I decided that I was going to read this over the air. Now, this is not so much a... It's not a thing that we're going to be honoring Charlie so much, but if Charlie's listening, and if you know my religious beliefs, I'm not real sure that's happening, but this is what I should have told Charlie when he asked me about what a progressive life is all about. So I thought maybe I'd read it to you, and you're welcome to... think as you want to about my position, and that I always say that, and you're always welcome to call into this show at 740-383-9944. But let me read this to you. It may get a little heavy, it may get a little deep, and it's really not a tribute to Charlie. It's just it's a tribute because it's something I told him I was going to explain to him, and I unfortunately didn't do it in time. I've been told that because I am a liberal, I do not love my country enough. That's far from the truth. Because I'm a liberal, I love my country deeper than many. I assume that we have an immense power to be better, and I expect us to be better. We must care more for our citizens, be more thoughtful, lift the human experience and condition. Strive to make all mankind inclusive and think beyond man-made borders. We must allow our fellow travelers to grow at their own pace and comfort. That's something Charlie could do. Some of us have a God that we pray to, and in all cases that God is better than we have achieved. In the Christian religion, which is our majority religion, the Son of that God has ideals as set down in the New Testament. Those are what we aspire to attain. For those of us who do not have a God, we attempt to derive benefits from the rules that were set down in our religious literature. Those rules are, or should be, evident. Support of our brothers and sisters makes all of us stronger. Honesty makes our direction clearer and more attainable. Fairness in our dealings with each other put us on equal footing and reduces the motive of greed. Empathy removes the desire to take advantage of others and helps us join hands in a strength of purpose. I do not believe that our gods, and I say that as meaning the gods of all the different religions that we host here in the United States, I do not believe that our gods wish us to war, or that our human nature finds approval in killing of others. Only corruptly ambitious people find an advantage in war. Only the ignorantly greedy pit one against another for their own benefit. Life should and can be good for all of us. We grow enough food to feed all of us. We have enough land for everyone to have a space. We have vast amount of fresh water. If we take care of our air, it can be abundant and clean. We have enough knowledge to make an Eden of this blue marble that we call Earth. The depth of our thoughts seems to separate us from the other animals. The depth of our thought that separates us from other animals, helps us share the planet, and thoughts point us forward and in a progressive direction. The only things that hold us back are greed and a desire to lord dominion over others. Is it time for a revolution? Not necessarily a revolt of bayonets and arms and barriers, but one of strong words and stronger ideals. Words that codify the plans and expectations of our founders, not stretch and manipulate those ancient words to suit the desires of the greedy, deceitful few. Being a progressive means moving forward to make the best of the time we have. It means using the science that we have learned to improve the lot of others, our children, and those that follow. Learning the lessons that life hands to us to improve the quality of life for all who inhabit this celestial home with us. Being a progressive is building on top of the learning blocks we have mastered in order to keep new blocks and build new blocks to stand on to move us upward. Being progressive is natural law given the freedom to teach us the joy of living in a logical order and with our eyes open to the glory of what can be while not holding us down to what could have been. We must continue to learn and progress even with our last thoughts and pass it on with our last breath so that those who follow can continue to grow. The smallest morsel of truth may someday feed the world. If we believe that there is life beyond our earthly existence, or that our dust returns to stardust of billions of years past, tomorrow after our time here is gone, the world will continue to turn and grow. No matter what we think, our reality is. Progressive thought is stored in our own mind and can only lead to personal growth if we act upon it. I wish I could read better. I'm not the greatest of readers. But since I wrote it, I guess I was the person to read it. I hope that kind of codifies the ideas that I am trying to bring to this show that I call A Progressive Life. I'm going to go back through it kind of slowly and pull some of the stuff out so that I can explain it a little bit better. The business about being told that because I'm a progressive, I'm not patriotic enough. I find that not only insulting, but I find that not thought worthy. How would you know how progressive or patriotic I am? I am a soldier, a former soldier. I will admit that my soldiering duties were fairly simple, having sung and played with the United States Army Field Band. But I cry when I hear taps. I'm actually kind of a crybaby. I find the joy of honoring people that have given all. I find that remarkably a little pleasurable. I mean, I understand that, but for the grace of God, there go I. And I really believe that all of us, whether we're progressive, reactionary, conservative, whatever our political bent is, especially at this time in our country's life, I believe that we can all find goodness in each other. And unfortunately, right now, we seem to be finding anger, and we seem to be standing on two sides of a barrier. I am very, very disappointed in many of our people who make fun of people that wear face masks because they apparently think that means it's a political statement. I wear a face mask out in public. It's not a political statement. I'm 73. Ah, I forgot. Today is my birthday. I'm 74 years old. And I have no desire of leaving my grandchildren behind right now. I understand it'll happen. Charlie's passing makes that more clear. But I find it, there have been times in the United States, worldwide, but especially in the times in the United States that have built and raised our fellow man, and I'm using that as a generic gender, our fellow man up. The times like, unfortunately, the Civil War did it, and it pulled us all up for a while, only to find out that it also continued to drag us down with the Reconstruction and all the horrible things that followed. There were times like the post-depression time, or the times of the great stock market crash, where people committed suicide because of money. We found a way to get around that. The times back in 1918, when a pandemic went through our population and killed millions, I mean millions of people. Some estimates between 50 and 100 million people worldwide died of that pandemic. But that was probably because we had less knowledge of how to control it and how to aid those that got sick. But that helped us. After those two things, the depression and the pandemic, our people got together and helped each other out. Buddy, Can You Spare Me a Dime brings back a thought of people helping the shoeless people of the plains, filthy with dust and no money, and trying to help their buddies out, trying to help other human beings out. And I've tried to live my life that way, much to the chagrin of some of my family members who don't understand why I think it's important to help somebody that I don't know, help them out. Sometimes I do some, I guess, foolish things. My wife really got upset with me one time when I paid for a gentleman that I met on the street. I paid for a motel room for him because he had no place to go that night, and it was going to be cold, and I felt bad for him. It was down in Athens, and I knew the motel owner, and the motel owner helped me out, but still it cost $20 or $30, whatever it was. My wife was afraid that that man was taking advantage of me, or that he might do me harm when I went to pay the bill and check him out. He did not, and I think it was a good thing. I learned it the best way I could. My father was a minister and used to take people into our house that would come by and say, "We have no money, we have no food, and we have no place to stay tonight." Dad always, I guess, thought it was a continuation of what he was taught in the Bible by the scriptures that said that we should take care of our fellow man. And the parable of the oh, shoot, I knew I was going to forget the name of it. The Parable of the Good Samaritan was probably the one of the two parables that I remembered the most. The other one was about the prodigal son. And I guess I remembered that because I wasn't sure whether that was my brother or me. But it could have been both of us. That type of attitude where we help those, even those that don't look like us, even those that don't act like us, even those that don't believe the same way that we believe, we help one another because we're all bound by the same race, human. We're all human. And I know there have been times in our embarrassing and sad history where we didn't see all of us as humans. We saw certain people as three-fifths of a human. We saw females as non-human. Well, they were just there to do their job. And I'm so glad that I've been able to live long enough that I've come to a time where people are starting to realize that may not be the way it's intended to be. Like I said, whether you believe in God or you believe in human nature, I think the good and right people will always believe that we need to help each other out and try to support those of us who are trying to support the other. People that are good to other people are usually the type of people I like to hang my hat with. I even like people that like animals. I love people that love animals. I'm really sad that I can't get strong enough to become a vegetarian. But that's another story. That has very little to do with this. I hope that Charlie would understand where I come from as a progressive. I know he would. Charlie always, when he disagreed with me, I could kind of tell from the look in his eye that maybe he and I weren't in the same boat. But I never felt that he was criticizing me. I never felt anger towards him for being different than I was. I know that he was a good person, and I will try. I don't know how much time I have left, but I will try to point my direction in the same direction that Charlie had his direction pointed. And whether Charlie likes it or not, he was progressive. It's the title that bothers some people. They see OAC, I can remember her name anyway, going crazy and acting a little hyper. But if you stop and think about it, kids are that way. And she's a kid. Scott and I are always disagreeing about certain things. And quite often we're disagreeing because I'm an old guy. And he's a young guy. He tends to be more cavalier about things than I am. I tend to be actually quite conservative, even though I am what I call a progressive. But our ages shouldn't mean that we don't listen. There are no reasons, in my estimation, there are no reasons not to listen to people of good intent, even if it's different than ours. If you do not believe in big government, it doesn't mean that I should criticize you. If you do believe in big government, doesn't mean I should feel the opposite. I mean, no matter what our feelings are, they are our feelings. And we've gotten into a situation where we are on two sides of the aisle, and we're trying to, I was going to say save the other people, but it's not save, change is the word. We're trying to change the other people to understand it the way we understand the situation. That does no one any good. It doesn't do you and me any good if we disagree and I try to change you or you try to change me. When we go to voting, and unfortunately we've gotten into a situation now where there are people that are trying to deny your vote because they disagree with you. There are people that vote out of hatred for something rather than out of support of something. I think we ought to find the best angels that we have in the United States, and we ought to get behind them. Now, I don't mean you live in a fantasy land. I understand there are problems that we have with a government that is run the way our government is run. Our government is run on controversy. It's run on disagreement. The founding fathers didn't love each other. There were people that wanted to kill people on the other side. But they found a way to get together as opposed to go against each other, which gave us the Constitution that we all pretty much revere. I know that there are things in our Constitution and in the amendments that we've added to it that cause us all consternation. But they're there because they were put in to fill holes in certain dikes that we had in making a government that served all people and not just one group of people. And as we went along, the holes got bigger and they got more invasive into our lives, and we have been trying to fill those holes. One of the things that we based our government on was honor. If such and such went on, we knew the honorable thing was to do X. Nowadays, X is gone. We do whatever those in power want us to do, and I find that depressing. I don't think that we need to go there. I think we need to find the people that were strong. Like I started to talk about, there were things that have happened in our government and in our country that have changed us. Unfortunately, they don't change us very long. That depression, it did change us. It was very influential in changing a lot of things that we've done. But a lot of the things that were good that we did after the depression now are being changed to better specific people as opposed to the entire nation. Laws and rules and traditions should help the nation rather than help certain people. And we have people that have found a way to lie, found a way to propagandize, found a way to manipulate the truth to the point where we don't know what reality really is. But I think I have a lot of faith, especially in my audience and our audiences. I've listened to people call in for the last few months when Scott and I were doing the show. I've listened to people call in and listen to the intelligence that's hiding amongst our members. There are people that call in not to criticize other people, but to uplift all of us. And that's something that I hope as I continue my show, A Progressive Life. I hope that I can uplift one or two. I know I'm not the most intelligent man in the world. I know I'm not I know my ideas are not always right. Sometimes I'm wrong. I'm not going to admit it on the air. Well, yes, I will. But most of the time, I try to listen to the thoughts of other people. Now, I may not agree with you at the moment. I may not disagree with you at the moment. But I will, I promise that if you call into my show, A Progressive Life, I will listen. And I will try not to condemn or judge. That's for somebody else, some other place, not for us. It's our place on this show to listen and maybe learn, maybe grow. And that's why it's called A Progressive Life. Moving forward is progressive. And that's all we can do. That's why human beings are a little bit ahead of other animals. We have a little bit more intelligence than other animals. Even the dumbest of human beings have probably more intelligence than the smartest of other animals. Some people will disagree that about the dolphins and the chimpanzees and the crows, but and some people. But we all should try to use our brains. We don't do that very much anymore. We tend to listen to other people that are yelling louder. The loudest person gets to be right, which is probably not a good way of running your life. The way to run, I believe, the way to run our lives are to listen and find out what works for you, your family, your friends, and try to live the most honorable way you can. To me, honor and empathy and honesty are probably the three pillars that my father and mother tried to put under me. There were probably several other pillars that they would like to put under me, and I had a few of them put on my derriere. By the way, my father did not spank me very often, but once in a while. My mother was more of the disciplinarian there. As a matter of fact, I just saw on Facebook one of my old grade school chums put a picture of the paddle that was used by our principal, Mr. Cooper. He asked how many times we had been paddled. Well, I was lucky. I only got paddled once. I guess I shouldn't have poked that girl with the umbrella. Anyway, if she's listening, I'm still sorry. I hope that my little treaty that I read to you did not offend you in a bad way. But if it offended you in a way that you're thinking more, that's okay with me. I don't want you to dislike me as a human being, because I think I'm a pretty nice guy. But if you disagree with me as in the way I live, that's up to you. And my life is up to me. And that's one of the great things about being a person who lives in the United States of America. We are allowed to do that, no matter how many people start carrying guns in public, no matter how many swastikas are worn and hatred is spouted. We can lead our life with dignity, with honor, with honesty, and make the world around us. It might not spread out very far, but the world around us is going to be a better place because we live there. That's the most important thing to me, that we make the world around us a better place. When I pass on, like my good friend Charlie just did, I hope people will say some of the nice things they said about Charlie, that he was a good man. I hope people understand that he truly was a good man. And I got to love Charlie very much over the last few years because he listened, he cared, disagreed and would tell you. But he and I will always have a bond. At least I will have a bond with him until I'm past. And hopefully it'll pass on to some of the people that listen to us talk together on the air. I hope you have a wonderful life this year. Continued good health. Stay out of big crowds. Wear a mask, not because of you, but because of the other person. It's not a sign of fear. It's a sign of courtesy. I do not want my spittle to fall upon you and make you ill, especially if you're an older person that might be more susceptible. And we're not even sure that's true. I have some grandkids with my youngest, I think. Let's see, how old is my youngest? Eight years old, maybe. I don't want to take anything that's bad home to him, and I do not want him to have to cry because Grandpa died of the virus. So I'm going to be a little selfish. I'm going to wear the mask to help you, but also maybe to help me in a little bit. And I'm going to stay away from you. It's not that I'm being standoffish. Well, yes, it is. I am being standoffish. I will stay away from you at all costs if I can. I'm going to the grocery after the show is over. So if you see me in the grocery store and I stay 10 feet away from you, don't take it personally. Well, anyway, tomorrow we're going to meet with James Anderson on Charlie's former show. And James is going to talk to us about nature, and I'm looking forward to that. And then we will have Swap Shop, and I'm going to play one last time because I knew it just ground into Charlie. I'm going to play at least one last time the Swap Shop theme song. He hated the Swap Shop theme song. So anyway, you have a good day. Remember Charlie, and be kind to each other. Move forward, not backward.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda, can